It's time to encounter a day of bliss as we read The Open Heavens, a daily devotional authored by Pastor E.A. Adeboye from the Redeemed Christian Church of God.
Welcome to another episode of Open Heaven Hour. What a time to be alive. What a time to be breathing, standing, feeling, seeing, hearing. Isn't that a great privilege? Isn't that a wonderful gift to be given to us by our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ? If you're listening to me right now, I want you to take a second of your time to use this period to say, Father, I thank you. If you're just joining us and you're new to the show, this is Open Heaven Hour, and we've got into a time of the day where we get to share and hear the word of the Lord. So tell somebody to tell somebody to tell another person that it's time to hear from the mouth of our Lord Jesus Christ. And this session is brought to you by the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Praise Palace, Northampton, United Kingdom. It's brought to you by the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Praise Palace, Northampton, United Kingdom. And they see the importance of bringing this session, because they say that the day is never complete without a dose of the Word of God. And that is why they are bringing us this special, special episode. And on this segment of our show, we make use of our Open Heaven devotional manual written by our Father in the Lord, Pastor Enoch Adejare Adeboye, the General Overseer of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. And once again, I want to welcome you. Today is the 15th day in the month of June 2024. It's a very special Saturday. So regardless of where you are and what you are doing at this moment, I want you to take a moment and just take in the word of God that we'll be bringing to you this morning. Today's topic from our Open Heaven says, the anointing is in degrees. The anointing is in degrees. And our Open Heaven comes with a hymn today that says, all hail the power of Jesus' name. All hail the power of Jesus' name. Our Bible in 1 year is taken from the book of Psalm 62-68. Psalms chapter 62 to chapter 68. Our memory verse today is taken from the book of Psalms 89, verse 20. Psalms 89, verse 20. And it says, let's take it together. I have found David, my servant, with my holy oil have I anointed him. Our memory verse is taken from the book of Psalms 89, verse 20. I have found David, my servant, with my holy oil have I anointed him. And our Bible reading for today will be taken from the book of Matthew chapter 17, verse 14 to 21. If you want to grab your Bible, you can kindly do so right now. A Bible reading for today will be taken from the book of Matthew chapter 17, verse 14 to 21. Matthew chapter 17, verse 14 to 21. And it says, and when they had come to the multitude, a man came to him, kneeling down to him and saying, "Lord, have mercy on my son, for he is an epileptic and suffers severely. For he often falls into the fire and often into the water. So I brought him to your disciples, but they could not cure him." Then Jesus answered and said, "O faithless and perverse generation, how long shall I be with you? How long shall I bear with you? Bring him to me." And Jesus rebuked the demon, and it came out of him, and the child was cured from that very hour. Then the disciples came to Jesus privately and said, "Why could we not cast it out?" So Jesus said to them, "Because of your unbelief, for assuredly I say to you, if you have faith as a mustard seed, you will say to this mountain, 'Move from here to there,' and it will move, and nothing shall be impossible for you. However, this kind does not go out except by prayer and fasting." May God bless the reading and the hearing of his word in Jesus' name. Amen. Today's Open Heaven says, the anointing is in degrees. Just like electricity voltages differ, anointing levels also differ. When you're exposed to some voltages of electricity, you will not only get a mild shock. However, being exposed to higher voltages can be fatal. You must be ready to pay the price if you want to operate in higher levels of the anointing. Many years ago, we were at a crusade ground and had been conducting deliverance on one fellow for hours. When the demon wasn't leaving, we had to call my father in the Lord, Padre Josiah Akindayomi, from his prayer room. He came out, commanded the demon to leave in the name of Jesus, and the demon left. I was shocked. I thought I was anointed, but then I saw another level of the anointing. I became determined to grow in the anointing. Some years after that, we were holding a crusade, and while the Bible study was going on, I went around making sure everything was going well. At that point, I saw some brethren rolling up their sleeves to cast out a demon out of a boy. They saw me and said, "Senior bro is here. Let him join us." I told them that I would pray with them on one condition, that they would allow me to pray first. After they agreed, I closed my eyes and prayed a simple prayer, commanding the demon to leave in Jesus' name. But after the prayer, I immediately took my leave, and they were all surprised. Some weeks later, I was passing through the town where we held the crusade and decided to stop by to visit a friend. On getting to his house, I met the boy that was demon-possessed. Before then, he could not go near fire because the demon would push him into the fire. However, to prove to me that he was now free, he cooked me a meal. No matter the level of the anointing you're operating now, there is a higher level that you must aim to attain. It is good that you can pray to raise the dead. But it would be better if you can wave your hands towards the handkerchief, and then the handkerchief is used to raise the dead. To attain greater degrees of the anointing, do what Jesus said in our Bible reading for today. Fast and pray often. The more you fast and pray, the higher your ranking will be in the spirit realm, and the more anointed you will become. Our today's Open Heaven comes with a key point that says, the level of your anointing, the level of the anointing you will operate in, will be determined by how often you fast and pray. The level of the anointing you will operate in will be determined by how often you fast and pray. May God bless the reading and the hearing of His word today in Jesus' name. If this has blessed you, kindly do us a favor by sharing to one soul that you feel needs this. You can visit our podcast at www.praisepalaceradio.com. Click on our podcast. You'll see both present and previous Open Heaven devotionals, and you can send it to just bless somebody today. Till you hear this voice again, please remain blessed.